11. Respond to each of these statements. Unless you run a true experiment, there's no way you can causally interpret your results. The other statement, running a true experiment guarantees your results will be causally interpretable. The first statement, true. The minimum for causal interpretability is a properly run true experiment. That has no confounds. Unless you run a true experiment, you can't possibly causally interpret the results. We cool? Okay, so the first statement, absolutely true. Second statement, wrong. Running a true experiment guarantees your results will be causally interpretable. No, for three reasons. Because there's three places that a true experiment can break down and end up with confounds. First of all, random assignment is not a guarantee. It's a process. It's a very hopeful process. Which is what you should hear whenever somebody says probabilistic, you should hear hopeful. Okay? So, the random assignment may not produce initial equivalence. Two, independent variable manipulation may introduce one or more confounds. You're trying to manipulate the IV, you may be manipulating more than just that. And third, you may introduce confounds during the ongoing procedure of the study. So, a true experiment is our best shot. It is a minimum for causally interpretable results, but just because you run a true experiment doesn't mean your results are causally interpretable. Random assignment might not work. IV manipulation may introduce confounds, and ongoing equivalence control procedures may fail.